Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for lending an ear to the Voice of the Times for Monday, April 29, 2024. For today's editorial, WADA under scrutiny and new doping scandal. Doping scandals have rocked many Olympic Games, but the one that threatens the Paris Olympiad this July could be the most tectonic thus far. That's because at the core of the controversy is the World Anti-Doping Agency, considered to be the nemesis of athletes who turn to performance-enhancing drugs to illicitly gain an edge over their competitors. WADA has come under intense fire after media reports, including from the New York Times, alleged that the agency did not suspend or penalize 23 members of China's swimming team who tested positive for a banned drug ahead of the 2021 Tokyo Olympics. The samples for testing submitted by the swimmers were found to have traces of trimetazidine, or TMZ, which is used to prevent chest pain. It is also used covertly to boost athletic performance. Chinese sports officials acknowledged the presence of TMZ in the swimmers' urine samples but attributed it to the ingestion of contaminated food by the athletes. WADA accepted the Chinese officials' conclusions without further investigation. The swimmers were allowed to compete in the Tokyo Games, where they won medals and set records. Some of them will also be competing in Paris. The agency's prompt acceptance of the Chinese explanation triggered an outcry from the international sports community. After the German broadcaster ARD aired a documentary on the controversy, WADA announced it would do a review. Last week, WADA said that after reviewing the documentary, it still stands firmly by the results of its scientific investigation and legal decision concerning the case. Its action contrasted sharply with its ruling to sanction Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva, who also tested positive for TMZ during testing for the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing. The criticisms have since intensified and assumed a political dimension. WADA is now being accused of being soft on Chinese athletes. The Chinese Foreign Ministry denounced the media reports as disinformation and a misrepresentation. With the storm gathering strength, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach had to issue a statement to affirm the IOC's full confidence in WADA. Bach also defended the participation of the Chinese swimmers involved in the TMZ controversy in the Paris Olympics. If the procedures are followed, there is no reason for them not to be there, he said. It is not possible that you will just throw an allegation to an athlete who is not supported by the relevant authorities, in this case, WADA, and then you say, okay, for these reasons, because some people are not happy, you keep them away from the Olympic Games. Who will watch the watchdog? Already, the United States Anti-Doping Agency has joined the fray. The world athletes deserve a truly independent review commission with a wide scope of review that is constituted with an independent athlete representative and impartial respected jurists with anti-doping experience appointed by government consensus, said the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency Chief Travis Tygart. Tygart's call suggests a sweeping change in how WADA carries out its role as an international anti-doping watchdog. But with the Paris Olympics less than 4 months away, there may not be enough time to roll out much-needed reforms. The question now is, who will watch the watchdog? With WADA's credibility under a cloud, there are concerns that doping tests would be compromised. Doping has always been the dark side of the Olympics. In the 1960s, East Germany forced its young athletes to take testosterone, anabolic steroids, and other performance boosters. The oversized muscles of some East German female swimmers raised suspicions that they were on steroids. But the mother of doping scandals must be the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia. The former director of the Russian anti-doping laboratory revealed 2 years after the Sochi Games that lab officials connived with a Russian intelligence agency and athletes to use banned substances. 19 Russian athletes were subsequently given lifetime bans from competing and stripped of their medals. At that time, the IOC and WADA were hailed for spearheading the fight against doping in sports. Today, the same institutions must prove they can still carry out their crusade with the same commitment and impartiality.
Our longest trusted English newspaper since 1898. Now available digitally. Computer, order the Manila Times Digital Edition. Subscribed. Get the Manila Times Digital Edition for less than 2 pesos and 50 centavos per day when you sign up for 1 year. The Manila Times, news source of choice, trusted since 1898.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.